Okay, we're back, and we left off talking about the strife that arises when you have a situation of two men exercising the same amount of authority, living on the same piece of land. And I guess the next question that arises is, well, how can brethren live together in peace? Well, the key to that is that, you know, you need, if you have a situation where brethren have to live together, well, they have to have the same master. And that master for the brethren, the followers of the way, is Christ himself, Yahshua. He is the master. And if we have the same master, then we know the truth of the delegation of authority from our master, because it is he who actually owns everything. You know, he owns the earth, the land, the people, the houses, the trees, the children, the vehicles. He owns everything. So if we know our place where we fit in with our brethren, yes, we can dwell together in peace if we have the same master. If we don't have the same master, though, that's going to create strife too. So that's another reason why we are not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers, because they have a different master. You know, I mean, their master is sin, or their master is whatever they worship, because, you know, obedience, whatever you obey, is your master. So let's jump back into our text here. And Genesis 31:3, Yahuwah, the Lord, as it says in the King James Version, is translated from the Tetragrammaton, the Hebrew 30:68, Yahuwah said unto Jacob, return to the land of the fathers, to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field of his flock and said, I see that your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my fathers has been with me. And you know that with all my power I served your father, and your fathers deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, this speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bore speckled. And if he said thus, the ring streak shall be thy hire, then bore all the cattle ring streaked. So he said, the creator has been with me. So every time he changed my wages, well, the wages went my way. Thus God has taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle, ring-streaked, speckled, and grizzled. And the angel of God spoke unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes, and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-streaked, speckled, and grizzled. And I have seen all that Laban doeth to thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowed a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return to the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? They're saying, is there anything here for us? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us, and has quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God has taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God has said to thee, do. Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. So we have some images here. And these are, you know, little statues used in worship. Of course, he didn't worship. He worshiped the other idols. And I guess Rachel stole these images. And Jacob stole away unaware to... And Laban was unaware of it, in that he told him not that he fled. So there he's sneaking away. He sees that, you know, he doesn't want a confrontation. He's going to take what's his and leave. Basically, that's it. But Rachel took the images that were her father's, and she fled. And he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said to him, "Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. You know, be careful how you speak to him." And then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount. Laban with his brethren pitched in the Mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, "What have you done that you have stolen away unawares and carried away my daughters as captives, taken with the sword? Wherefore did you flee away secretly and steal away from me and did not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and songs and tabret and with harp? And hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of thy hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spoke unto me last night, saying, Take heed that you speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though you would needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods?" And Jacob answered and said to Laban, "Because I was afraid, for I said peradventure that you would take by force thy daughters from me. With whomsoever you findest the gods, let him not live before our brethren discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee." For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and he went into Leah's tent, into the two maidservants' tent, and he found them not. Then he went out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent and found them not. And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me." And he searched, but found not the images. So he's saying, you know, it's my time. She's saying, it's my time, and I can't rise up while she's sitting on the idols. And Jacob was wroth and chided Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, "What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all of my stuff, what hast thou find of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge between us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bore also the loss of it of my hand. Didst thou require of it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night? Thus I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, my sleep departed from my eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy 2 daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle. And thou changed my wages 10 times. Except that the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee last night." And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, "These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children. These cattle are my cattle, and all that you see is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between thee and me." And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said to his brethren, "Gather stones." And they took stones and made a heap. And as they did eat there upon the heap, and Laban called it Jeger Sahadutha, which means heap of the testimony, and Jacob called it Gilead, heap of testimony. And Laban said, This heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Gilead. At Mizpah, for he said, the Lord watched between thee and me when we are absent from one another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives beside my daughters, no man with us, see, God is witness between me and thee. And Laban said to Jacob, behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast between me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. And the God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread, and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up, and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned to his place. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother into the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, thus shall you speak to my lord Esau. Thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban, and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses and flocks and men servants and women servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. And Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks, and herds, and the camels into two bands, and said, if Esau come to one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Yahuwah, which said unto me, return into thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother and from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. So we see that Jacob, through all 20 years, he's still holding on to the promise, and he talks about the truth, that he sees the truth. And is that the same truth that we hunger and thirst for today? Well, I would say yes. And he continues, and thou saidest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand, a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats, 20 he-goats, 200 ewes, and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine, and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses, and 10 foals. And he delivered them to the hand of his servants, and every drove by themselves, and said unto his servants, pass over before me, and put a space between drove and drove. So he's parting these animals out to his servants, and setting them out, spacing them, right, ahead of them. And he commanded foremost, saying, when Esau my brother meeteth thee, and ask you, saying, whose art thou, whither you go, and is when he questions you, and whose are these before thee, and then you say, you shall say, they be thy servant Jacob's, it is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold, also he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the drove, saying, on this manner shall you speak to Esau when you find him. And say you moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us, for he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. Basically, he's giving a lot of wealth to Esau in increments before he meets him. Seems like a rather wise plan, especially since Esau was going to kill him 20 years prior to that. And hopefully Esau did not hold that grudge that long. Time has a way of tearing things down. But then there are people that hold on to bitterness, and they hold on to grudges, and it just makes them more bitter, and they feed their hatred. But, you know, that's a personal decision. And it's a temptation, too. Because all temptations are resolved one way or another by a decision. So, and basically with every temptation that you're confronted with, you decide who you are. You know, you may gratify your hatred, but, you know, what you're really deciding is who you are. And that's the problem, is that people don't see what's really going on. And that's some of the truth, is that when we are tempted, the decision we make tells us who we are. And that's what we need to be looking for. Who am I? What does this decision make about me? And, you know, that's every decision that we have to make in life tells us something about ourselves. And it is to that we need to pay attention. And when we see who we are by the decisions we make, then we make another decision. Do we want to change, or do we want to keep feeding, you know, the wrong? Do we want to, if we make the decision to hate or to hold on to a grudge or to be bitter, do we keep feeding that and making that stronger? Is that who we want to be? So he rose up that night, and he took his two wives and his women servants, his 11 sons, and he passed over the ford Jabbok. And he went over the brook, and he sent over that which he had, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. It's always an interesting story. He wrestled, he grappled with a man, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh, it was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. You know, this story's always been somewhat of a mystery. Don't really have enough details here. But Jacob knows what's going on, obviously. I mean, if he's saying, bless me, I'm not going to let you go, except you bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask me after my name? And he blessed him there. So did he get a name or did he not? It's not recorded here. But let's see. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And he has passed over Peniel, and the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. So now he's limping. So he says that I have seen God face to face. So who did he see? Was this a pre-incarnate Yahshua, the Christ? If you have seen God face to face, I mean, who else has said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father? Therefore the children of Israel, eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh, and the sinew that shrank. So I don't, you know, maybe there's a little more there than, let's see what our friend here says. He wrestles against the angel. Yes, we already got that. And Henry really doesn't have much to say about that. Let's see if our K&D commentary has anything to say about that. I get nothing from the K&D commentary. So I guess we just have to take that at face value for what it is. And, you know, maybe I'll get a revelation someday. I just don't have one right now. Oh, let's see, how's our time doing here? Chapter 33. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel, and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindmost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and the children, and said, Who are those with thee? And he said, The children which God hath graciously given thy servant. And the handmaids came near, they and their children, that they bowed themselves down. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves down. And after them came Joseph near and Rachel, and they bowed themselves down. And he said, What meanest thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand, for therefore I have seen thy face as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go before thee. And he said to him, My Lord knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and the herds and the young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. Let, my Lord, I pray thee, pass over before a servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me and the children are able to endure, until I come unto my Lord in Seir. And this is all fairly self-explanatory so far. And we're going to take a short break here. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going through the book of Genesis, and I hope you're getting something out of it as I am. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.